My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Good morning. And as always, happy Thursday. This is Tammy Pope, your host of the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast. You have just heard a selection from my dear friend and church member, Amber Patterson DePaola. I encourage you to check her out. Check out her music. As I've said before, she is to music what I am to books. So if you are interested in hearing more of her music, look her up. She is out there. As always, I'm excited to be here with you today. And we are going to get back into the book, Girl, Go Eat a Cookie and Then Handle Business. During my August show, we took a break because August is the start of my year, if you will. So I always like to talk about New Year starts on your birthday when it comes to the month of August. But in getting back into Girl, Go Eat a Cookie, in our last show, we talked about the concept of grace and the three types of grace that there are. It is the grace that we get from God, the grace that we give to others, and the grace that we don't give ourselves. And those two things are the grace to not be okay and the grace to rest. I will tell y'all now, I have been asked by my audience to write books just on those two, which I am highly considering. So today we are going to actually get into chapter 2, which is entitled Grit and Her Twin Sister Grind. So a woman's strength is like none on earth, but we have to remember that it's there. And the guiding scripture that I want to get into here is 1 Corinthians 15:10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. 1 Corinthians 15:10. Now, to many, Paul was absolutely insane. Well, I know most of us have read this story and we wondered why in all of God's eternal creation, Paul would get up and go back into the city where he was stoned and left for dead. But how many of us have done the same? You fight battles daily that most people would have given up on because you know that making a difference and an impact in that place is necessary for your life, faith, family, ministry, education, and business or career to be what it's meant to be. So you put on that brave face, you clean up the bumps and the bruises, and you go right back in for round two. But why? It's because you understand the necessity of doing so. This is where you pray and ask God to help you to develop the tunnel vision that you need. And more importantly, to close your mouth before something he would not be pleased with comes out of it. So you may say, Tammy, what do you mean? Think about your job for a second. I want you to name that one coworker, boss, client, or customer who makes you want to turn in your 2 weeks' notice 18 months early or close your member. Your business, excuse me, altogether. You really want to tell them off and cut them off so bad. But self-control got the better of you. And I can tell you why. Like the Apostle Paul, you know that you have a mission and an assignment with that person that still has to be accomplished despite how they treat you. Now, Paul did not go back into the city to tell them off, but to share God's message with them one more time before God stepped in on them. The reason you have to go back in there is because you know exactly what that person is about to go through. Even though it may be unavoidable, you want to walk away with a clear conscience, knowing that you did your part to ensure that it was as soft of a blow as could be. But you have to understand that the fact that they didn't listen to you has nothing to do with you. They have to give that account for not listening to you. So that is on the professional level. Let's make this personal. Life has probably dealt you a hand that has made faith, family, ministry, education, and business seem like 18-ton mega weights on your shoulders. I'm not talking about cinder blocks. I'm talking about a load so heavy that you're laid flat out on the ground wishing that you could move. Then you start to feel like that nothing you do will ever work. So you said, you know what? This is the hand that life dealt me. I'm just going to deal with, girl. Go eat a cookie and then handle business. Now, you may not be able to do everything you want to about your situation, but that doesn't mean that you sit back and take whatever comes. You are too important and too valuable to have that mindset. And those people whom you say are annoying, but are really trying to lovingly shake some sense into you, are there for a reason. Just as Elijah was with the widow of Zarephath. She thought he was a madman when he asked her to make a cake for him first. All she saw was what she thought she didn't have. And here was a man of God telling her to trust God, and she struggled. Yet the key in this struggle is that she obeyed and was blessed. As my pastor often says, when you take one step, God will take three. But you have to take that first step in order to see God move in any way. You are to trust Him, do what is in your power to do, and trust Him to provide the rest. But that's not what we do, if we are honest. We do one of two things. We either go into spaghetti mode like a child, or we start to grit and grind so hard that God doesn't stand the Holy Spirit of a chance to do what He needs to do in our lives so that the other areas fall in line. What this does is it limits God. And we don't understand that He needs our grit and our grind, but in the right way. So think about it like this. We wouldn't have much of the Bible if Paul had not gotten up. It would have ended right there when he got up and left the next day. Now, I know you're not Paul, neither of us are, but please understand that there is going to be someone somewhere, sometime, somehow, in some way, who needs to know something about overcoming what you're currently facing. I've seen it too many times. You may have to do some things that you don't like or know how to do well. But that's what the grace of God and having the right support system around you will handle on your behalf. You're not by yourself. And Hebrews tells us that. What you don't want to do is turn into Saul, meaning King Saul, and move before you are supposed to and mess something up royally. What do I mean? Samuel instructed Saul to go before him to the high place with the people and wait for him to come and make the sacrifice on behalf of the people. Instead of Saul waiting, he allowed the people complaining about how long it was taking Samuel to get there to get to him. So he felt like because the people were complaining, he needed to answer the complaints of the people. So that's exactly what he did. He gave the sacrifice on behalf of the people. And just as he was doing so, Samuel arrived and he called him a fool, asking him what he had done. And Saul said, well, you delayed your coming and the people were complaining, so I offered the sacrifice. So then Saul was told that he was going to be replaced as king because of his disobedience. And yes, what happened to him can happen to you, and it will wreak havoc in your life, faith, family, ministry, education, business, or career. And I'm going to tell you how. First, your life will become so ingrained and inundated with the grit and grind that you start to show your family that they don't have to trust God. You may start flourishing due to your efforts, yes, but something on the inside will say God could have and would have given you much more than this had you let him. You know that still small voice is right, but you go right back to it. And you may say, well, Tammy, what am I supposed to do? I'm glad you asked. I saw a quote on social media. It was from a rapper, but it still fits what we're talking about here. But he said, I don't want to move fast. I want to move correctly. And believe it or not, that's exactly what we ought to do. So handling business in your life, faith, family, ministry, education, business, or career is all about moving correctly. Are you talking to the right people? Do you know what you are supposed to be getting done? Do you know when it's supposed to be done or when it needs to be done? Have you found out where you need to go? Have you checked the motives behind your grit and grind? That's a big one. Because if your why is messed up, you may get what you want to get done, but it'll feel like you haven't done anything at all. Next, do you know what action steps you need to take to make this happen? Do you know how much time, money, and work or effort needs to be done so that the outcome you want is produced? Now, we mess up when any of this gets out of whack. And this is why we always see quotes or overhear conversations about not sharing what you're working with or going through with people who don't understand. And that's because we're going grit and grind so fast and too fast to the point that we are missing out on quality. Just like there's no shortcut to baking a cake, there's no shortcut to handling business in this area. So when you start cutting corners, it becomes noticeable right away. Let's talk about ministry. Your ministry will never see the growth, progress, or impact that is needed because you're too busy doing the work to see what's not working. And by the time you do, there's zero chance for damage control because people, places, things, and ideas have all gone out the window. And now you're blaming your ministry team for the lack of growth, progress, and impact instead of looking at you as the leader. It's the same with education. Whether it is personal or professional, you will overlook certain requirements for a project and think that your way of doing it is better. But then when there are points taken off or you don't get the favorable response that you think you deserve from the work that you've done, you will tell that educational professional that it's their fault. You will even go so far as to lie and say that they changed the requirements. And because of that, your business or career is affected because you've lost out on key knowledge that could have taken you further. So you have to understand that grit and grind require balance. I get that you want to plunge forward with one on each shoulder, but you have to be careful because people around you know your work ethic and your hustle, whether they say so or not. But the problem comes in when you let either one of them go into hyperdrive. The Apostle Paul didn't do that. He went back into the city, finished his work, and moved on. So now you need to ask yourself what business it is you need to handle. Focus on that and then move on. Because too many of us are carrying the loads in others. And we share our grit and grind when we don't need to. So the last thing I want to talk about here as we close out our time is apathy and laziness. I want you to understand that neither one has a place in the business that you need to handle. When you allow yourself to become apathetic and lazy because you feel as though the grit and grind you give won't matter, you are hurting yourself and setting yourself up for failure. That doesn't have to happen. Stop looking at what you don't have, talking about how hard it is, lying about what's going on, bribing your family to keep up appearances, and saying that there's nothing you can do. Because if that were true, then the mission wouldn't have been given to you. You're having a Moses moment. And trust me, you don't want God to start talking to you like he started talking to Moses. The reason you want to be careful with apathy and laziness is because you have friends, family, loved ones, church members, frenemies, enemies, and foes who are looking for ammunition that they can use against you. When you are apathetic and lazy, you are loading their gun because they are waiting for you to stop, give up, and throw in the towel. Another favorite quote of mine says this: who are you making right by giving up on your dreams? And throughout the Bible, we have examples of different people saying that this is going to happen. And it happens when we are lazy and apathetic. Then we start dealing with, I told you so. And now you're crying because you didn't allow yourself to see the necessity of getting back up after being stoned to death. But if God has allowed you to get up from it, you are slapping him in the face if you do so and then give up. And this was one of the reasons why I personally fought so hard in 2020. I didn't want to disappoint him. God allowed me to get up from what I was going through. And I remember having a dream where I was surrounded by that great cloud of witnesses that Hebrews talks about. And I was there preparing to tell them that I was about to give up on reaching my goal of 125 books published by my birthday. And then the dream shifted because three of the faces became very clear to me. And they were those of my late mother, her mother, and the daughter that I lost halfway through my pregnancy. And they were in tears. And my daughter in the dream walked up to me and said, "Mommy, you can't quit. I love you. Please don't quit." I got up from that dream and recorded those 27 books as audiobooks over 4 days. So when I finished my goal and I woke up on my birthday in 2020, I woke up announcing that I had met my goal. So not only should you think about who you're making right by giving up, but also who are you letting down? And with that, that is the crux of chapter 2 of Girl Go Eat a Cookie and Handle Business. Next, we will get into chapter 3, which is growth in yourself and others. And I'll be sharing a perspective on growth that a lot of people don't think about. Well, this has been the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast, but you guys know me. I have to thank my two favorite people. Kayla Paget, God bless you as you continue to care for your family and expand the network. Nicole Gates, the woman who lovingly bullied me into having this radio show in the first place. Thank you so much for continuing to support and push me until October. Guys, God bless, Godspeed in all that you do. Keep charging and handle business. See you soon.
Produced by Kayla Paget on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.